Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in today. Always nice to see you. And it's a special day because we've got a new person that we get to talk about, and I still can't pronounce this correctly, but we're going to try. The new Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us who we get to meet soon?
We are so excited to have Lauren Gammel join our team. Actually, her first day is today. And she is our new Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent. She graduated from Kansas State University just last month, so May 2024, in biology and a minor in Spanish. So again, we're really excited. She has a lot of experience. She's done research at Kansa Prairie. She's also worked as a Johnson County Natural Resource Technician. So she's managed prairie ecosystems in the Johnson County Parks and Rec System. Again, has a lot of experience with our natural resources, with community gardens as well. She went to school for a few years at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and studied biology there as well. And so we're really excited for her to join us. She also has a foundation of social and organizational skills, which are really crucial in, of course, coordinating programs and presenting programs and supporting our community. So she will focus on horticulture. That's a large area. And this time of year, you know, in the last few months too, we've really been kind of swamped with questions related to horticulture, whether it's with, you know, gardens, vegetable gardens, fruit trees, other trees. And so she's going to be really busy with all of those phone calls that come in. So she'll work in the area of woody ornamentals, floriculture, as well as food crops. Also in some areas of water quality and quantity issues, environmental issues, maybe wildlife habitat as well. So she'll hit the ground running. She's very enthusiastic and eager to start. And so we're so excited to have her join our team. And I also wanted to share this morning that we are going to have a chamber coffee this coming Friday. So Friday, June the 28th, we'll have an Ottawa Chamber coffee at 8 o'clock. And it really is a way for the public to come to our office, of course, eat some goodies, enjoy some snacks, but also meet our team and really find out more about what programs, what value we add to our communities throughout the Frontier District.
A lot. A huge amount of value. I will vouch for that.
Thank you. We do. And I think everyone's going to learn something. There probably is something that they're going to learn on Friday morning that they didn't know that we had available through the Frontier Extension District.
Oh, cool.
Yes. So I've asked each agent to share a little bit about their area of programming. So you'll learn about some of their programs. Of course, you learn that through radio programs that we have throughout the week, but I'm sure you're going to learn more. And then from 9 to 10:30, we're going to have a meet and greet for Lauren. So again, we encourage everyone to come out, come to the Chamber Coffee, and then also have the opportunity to meet our staff and then Lauren as well.
My first question for Lauren is going to be, how do I make sure I don't have 14 skunks move in under my house again? That was not fun.
You know, and I will share that with a K-State Extension, we have a pretty extensive onboarding process for new agent professional development. So she's going to spend almost her first year going through some professional development opportunities, kind of to onboard her to Extension and Extension system and stuff like that. So she'll spend some time working on some of those virtually, but then she'll also spend time on campus and really get to know the administration as well as our specialists that are available on campus and meet colleagues throughout the state to her work in horticulture, but also colleagues that are starting the very same time she is that she can go to for questions, for problem solving. They're working on this together as far as their career.
Well, one thing I've noticed about you agents is you may hit the ground running straight out of the gate, but you've got a really good team around you to make sure your shoes are tied up well.
Yes.
That sounds like a great setup. Well, I'm really looking forward to meeting her, and I might have to slip over there, have a cup of coffee, and say hi to everybody.
Yeah. And so she'll certainly be part of that rotation on Friday mornings with Rod and Ryan as well.
New voice, new information, always good. Do you have anything else for us today? Any classes coming up that we need to know about or anything?
Not this time, I don't.
Not this time. You're saving it. It's a surprise. All right. Well, hey, having a new agent is a pretty big deal in and of itself. So that's something to look forward to and yes. get her on the schedule. In the meantime, thank you very much for coming in. Have yourself a fine week. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Mayor DeZine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, there's that phrase again, Caitlin Barthol.